Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 1000 Claude AI Prompts: The Complete Professional Prompt Bible by Eslam Waba is a large professional reference work focused on practical prompt engineering for Claude AI. Presented as part of the Claude AI Mastery Series, the book is designed less as a theoretical manual and more as a ready-to-use prompt library for business, marketing, operations, education, legal, finance, real estate, and other commercial use cases. Its central purpose is to reduce the time professionals spend designing prompts from scratch by providing structured examples that can be adapted through bracketed variables and context changes. The available description emphasizes a consistent 6-part prompt architecture covering role, context, task, requirements, output format, and constraints. This structure positions the book within the applied AI productivity genre, especially for readers who want repeatable AI workflows rather than broad discussion of artificial intelligence. Its value lies in systematizing prompt construction across many domains while keeping the focus on immediate workplace application. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 6-part prompt architecture turns prompting into a repeatable workflow. A defining feature of the book is its use of a 6-part architecture for each prompt role: context, task, requirements, output format, and constraints. This matters because prompt quality often fails for predictable reasons. The model may not know what professional perspective to adopt, what business situation matters, what action is expected, or how the answer should be structured. By separating these elements, the book treats prompting as a workflow design problem rather than a casual writing task. The role component directs Claude toward a specific type of expertise, while context limits the answer to the user's actual situation. The task element reduces ambiguity by asking for a concrete action, such as audit, diagnose, draft, analyze, or architect. Requirements define quality standards. An output format makes the response easier to review, reuse, or paste into work documents. Constraints are equally important because they control tone, depth, audience level, and exclusions. The result is a practical framework that readers can study beyond the individual examples. Even if a user modifies every prompt, the structure teaches a durable method for building clearer AI instructions. Secondly, the domain-based organization reflects how professionals actually use Claude. The book's organization around commercially relevant domains is central to its usefulness. Rather than presenting prompts as isolated tricks, it groups them by professional function, including marketing strategy, copywriting, startups, e-commerce, paid advertising, social media, sales, email automation, business management, finance, HR, legal compliance, health and fitness, education, coaching, online courses, and real estate. This structure recognizes that business users do not usually ask AI for generic intelligence. They need outputs shaped by the norms, documents, risks, and decision patterns of a specific field. A sales prompt, for example, requires different assumptions from a curriculum design prompt or a compliance review prompt. Domain grouping also helps readers find a relevant starting point quickly and compare related prompts within the same workstream. The breadth of coverage makes the book more like an operational reference library than a linear textbook. Its practical implication is that teams can use different sections for different departments while still relying on one shared prompting architecture. This combination of specialization and consistency is what makes the collection more systematic than a loose list of AI commands. Thirdly, the prompts are designed for adaptation rather than passive copying. Although the book is marketed as a collection of ready-to-use prompts, its real utility depends on adaptation. The described format invites users to replace brackets, insert business details, and adjust constraints before running a prompt in Claude. This is important because AI prompting is rarely effective when copied without context. A marketing strategist, a founder, and a real estate professional may use the same structural pattern, but their target audience, market conditions, regulatory exposure, budget, and desired output will differ. The book's approach appears to reduce the blank page problem while still requiring the user to supply meaningful situational detail. That balance is useful for professionals who understand their domain but lack prompt engineering fluency. It also helps prevent overly generic responses by forcing the user to define audience, objective, limits, and deliverable format. The prompts function as templates for thinking, not merely as commands to submit. This makes the book most valuable when readers treat it as a toolkit for building repeatable AI workflows, saving successful variations, and refining prompts as their projects evolve. Fourthly, quality controls address a common weakness of prompt collections. One notable element in the available description is the inclusion of self-review quality reports at the end of chapters. Many prompt collections suffer from inconsistent formatting, uneven difficulty, vague instructions, or repetitive examples that look useful but produce unreliable outputs. a stated review process for prompt accuracy, difficulty distribution, banned phrase compliance, and format integrity suggests an attempt to impose editorial discipline on a very large collection. For a book of this scale, that matters because 1,000 prompts can become unwieldy if the reader cannot trust the internal logic. Quality controls also reinforce the idea that prompt engineering involves testing and specification, not just creativity. However, readers should still evaluate outputs critically. Claude's responses depend on the version of the model, the user's inserted context, and the complexity of the task. A verified prompt structure does not guarantee factual correctness or legal, financial, or medical reliability. The significance of these reports is therefore procedural rather than absolute. They indicate that the prompts were designed around consistency, but professionals must still apply subject matter review, especially in regulated or high-stakes domains. Lastly, the book emphasizes business productivity over AI theory. This book appears to be positioned for applied productivity rather than conceptual study of artificial intelligence. Its main concern is not explaining model architecture, alignment debates, or the history of large language models. Instead, it focuses on the practical question of how a professional can obtain better output from Claude in less time. That orientation affects both its strengths and limitations. The strength is immediacy. Readers can locate a relevant domain, customize a prompt, and generate drafts, audits, plans, frameworks, or analysis formats suited to work tasks. This makes the book relevant for users who need operational leverage from AI, but do not want to become technical prompt researchers. The limitation is that a prompt library can become outdated as Claude's interface, capabilities, context window, and safety behavior change. The principles of role clarity, context, task definition, requirements, output formatting, and constraints are likely to remain useful, but individual prompts may need revision. The book, therefore, works best as a professional productivity reference and pattern library, not as a permanent technical authority on Claude or generative AI as a field. In conclusion, 1,000 Claude AI Prompts is best suited for professionals who already see Claude as a practical work tool and want more disciplined ways to use it. Marketers. Let's Aspix and Poxblend, copywriters, founders, consultants, sales teams, educators, HR staff, and business operators are likely to benefit most because the book maps prompts to recognizable workplace functions. Its practical benefit is time savings instead of inventing prompt structures repeatedly. Readers can begin with tested patterns and adapt them to their own projects. Its intellectual benefit is more subtle but important. By showing many examples built around the same six-part architecture, the book teaches readers how prompt instructions are assembled, constrained, and made reviewable. Compared with many prompt books that offer short lists of generic commands, this volume stands out through scale, domain segmentation, and its emphasis on structured output. It is not a substitute for professional judgment, and readers should not treat AI-generated legal, financial, medical, or strategic recommendations as final authority. Its strongest role is as a reference library for improving the clarity, consistency, and usefulness of Claude outputs. For readers who want theory, it may feel too template-driven. For readers who want reusable professional workflows, that same template-driven design is its main advantage. If you would like to support Eslam Waba, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.